Welcome to the Eyes of Yesterday podcast on 99.9, where we interview people of the past. On this podcast, we interview people of past generations to get a view of life that you can't get from traditional history sources. Our special guest today on the podcast is my grandmother, Elaine Miller. She is almost 64 years old. She has lived through a lifetime of experiences of struggle and success, such as the racial tension of the 60s and 70s, the Vietnam War, and 9/11. She is one of the most interesting people I know, and I am excited for her to share her story with you. Welcome, Elaine. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you, Ari.
Are you fine if I ask you a few questions about your life? So to start, when and where were you born?
Charlotte, North Carolina, 1960.
What was the best memory from your childhood?
Getting my dog, my first dog, Bambi. She was a Pomeranian. Dad bought a Pomeranian because I had asthma, and he had heard that Pomeranians would take asthma from children, and it worked.
What was it like to experience the racial tension of America in the 60s and 70s?
It wasn't nice. It was very confusing for me. My best friend was black, and I remember we went skating, and she went to the restroom, and a bunch of girls followed her in there, and I remember she was gone for a long time, so I went to check on her, and they were just circled around her, a bunch of white girls circled around her, and she looked really scared. So I just went right in the middle of them and grabbed her and started screaming at them, you know, leave her alone, she's my friend. I took her by the hand, we walked out, got her stuff, and left. I called my mom to come get us. And we went to my house and compared our feet to each other's. Our toes were different colors, but our, like, the bottom of our feet was the same color, the palm of our hands. And we were just laughing at the differences and how much alike we were. I was very sad. Her parents never let her come over again after that. But we were still friends in school, so it was okay.
How did that event make you view race?
It made me hate it.
When did you get your first job?
I was 12 years old, summer of 72. I worked in a tobacco field, spearing tobacco.
Why were you so young?
Because we were poor, and I needed new jeans.
What were the 70s like?
A peace, love, and soul.
Tell me about that.
It was the hippie days where everybody loved each other, and we'd go to the park on the weekends and kind of protest, demonstrate about the POWs in Vietnam. I took it very seriously, but it was mostly just fun. Everybody was at the park having fun, a bunch of hippies.
How did you feel about Vietnam?
I hated it. We lived in Nashville, and they'd have alarms sometimes at night, bomb alerts or something. I don't remember what they called it, but it would scare everyone. And it happened in school. We'd all have to get under our desk. I still don't know what that was all about, but it was scary. But after the war ended and the people started coming home, things seemed to get better.
Tell me about the 80s.
The best part about the 80s, that's when I had my babies, in 82 and 87. I wasn't into the music scene too much because it was disco. I've never been a fan of disco and sparkly clothes and all that kind of
thing. What were your children's names?
Natalie Raquel is my oldest daughter, and Monica Page is my baby.
What was it like raising two kids in the 80s and 90s?
it was fun most of the time. It wasn't fun trying to pay all the bills, but I enjoyed having children. It's the best thing I ever did.
What about Katrina? How was that for you?
Oh, man. My kids went with my mom to Dallas, and I stayed in New Orleans. We had a two-story house, so I figured if the water came up, I could go upstairs. If the wind knocked the top off, I could go downstairs. So I had a couple days of food and water. But I ran out because I was in 6 foot of water for 4 days on top of the house until the guys came in the boats to rescue us. We lost everything.
How was your experience during 9/11?
Scary. Very scary. My oldest daughter and I were in the car. I forget where we were going. I'm just talking, and she shouts like, "Hush, what's going on? What happened?" And she turns the radio up, and we hear something hit a building in New York. And I was close to a friend's house, so I just pulled over by his house. We went inside, told him, "Turn on the TV, hurry." Turn on the TV just in time to see the second plane hit the building. And we were all in his living room just screaming, just so scared, didn't know what was going on, if it was going to keep happening. Is America being bombed? It was very scary.
How was life during the time after that?
We were all a little leery of anything. Loud noises, or it was scary for a while. I'd always been told nobody could come to America and bomb us, that we would always go to other countries so it wouldn't come here. And 9/11 just proved that to be a lie. It can happen in America same way it can happen in any other country.
What is the happiest moment in your life?
Besides my children being born, when my grandchildren were born. I moved to Texas when you were about 2 or 3 months old, and I moved in with your mom and dad, and your mom and I, in the mornings, we would race to your room, and she would always beat me, because her room was closer, and she'd tell me, I got him. We both wanted to be the first one that baby saw in the mornings, and I love to take you outside, so I bought a little Walmart pool, like 5-inch pool, filled it up with water, and I'd get in there with you, and you'd get on my back, and we just had so much fun in that pool, and every time I came over after that, you would try to drag me out the back door to go swimming again.
Well, thank you for participating in this interview, but I have one final question for you. What's one piece of advice that you could give me and the fans listening from the 60 years of experience that you have?
Get your education. Go to college. Work hard. Be happy. Don't believe everything anybody tells you. But trust people too. Trust and be leery.
It's been a pleasure having you on the set today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Eyes of Yesterday podcast with me and my grandmother, Elaine Miller. I hope to see you again on 99.9.